Halloween is quickly approaching, making it a great time to consider reading something a little scary. Legendary horror author Stephen King recently joined The Late Show with Stephen Colbert to talk about his new book and why some of us find comfort in turning to horror stories, especially when times are tough.
When you finish, you close the book and you've had a place to put your fears for a little while. You've been able to say, these problems are much worse than my problems. And then you close the book and you can go to bed and sleep like a baby. At least that's the theory.
Stephen King's books aren't always very kid-friendly, at least for the younger ones, but kids are a big audience for scary stories. Sometimes they like to be scared. There are a lot of classic best-selling scary books for children, like the popular Goosebumps series or the recently made into a movie book, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark by Alvin Schwartz. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Did you enjoy reading or hearing scary stories when you were young? What was your favorite? How about now? Do you read scary fiction with your kids or just as an adult? What do you like about being scared? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Catherine Schuffs is the Youth Services Librarian and Assistant Director at Aram Public Library in Delavan. Catherine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
Well, what do you see when you're working with kids? What is it they like about being scared by a scary book?
You know, there's a lot of different factors that can play in, and each kid is very different on what they find scary or not scary. But one of the really great things about scary books for kids is not only do they provide those thrills and chills, but they also validate fears they have and empowers them to defeat those fears, which is something that can mean a lot. You know, sometimes it's all in your head. It's all in your imagination. And it gives them a chance, like Stephen King said, to work through their fears in the books, but also know that there's something that can be defeated too. Like they can handle it, and it helps prepare them for when they deal with not so stellar stuff in real life too. So that's something kind of cool about scary books. It's fun to be scared, but it's also fun to know that these terrifying things can be defeated and that you have the power to do so.
Is this something you used to like, if you remember back that far, reading as a kid?
Yes, I definitely loved reading scary stories. I definitely did the scary stories to tell in the dark. I did R.L. Stine, both Goosebumps, and then Fear Street later when I was older, Christopher Pike, Benicula, all that sort of stuff. Like I found that I really loved scary stories. I also really like ghost stories and that sort of thing as well. It's always been something I've enjoyed reading.
You mentioned that one book that's great for one kid when it comes to scary stuff might not be great for another. What do you say to parents, especially for younger kids, about finding the right match, something that'll be the right kind of scary for their kids?
Sure. Well, one thing, obviously parents are going to know their kids best. So if you have someone who's a little more squeamish or like easily scared, there are some really great books you can offer that are more creepy than scary, but a lot of it is going to be knowing your child. And also what's really great about horror in children's books is they're not there to like terrify the children, you know,
not.
Like they're not there trying to create these horrifying things. They're showing them that they're scary things that they can then overcome. And what's also really great about children's books is for some of them, they're quite short. So you could always read through them or be prepared to talk and read them with your kids or ahead of time as well. Also, ask your friendly bookseller or local librarian because they would be able to create a really nice list of things that'll suit your child and things that you are looking for.
We're talking to Catherine Schuffs from the Aram Public Library in Delavan, talking about great scary reads for kids and teens, and maybe some grown-ups in there, too. Mm-hmm. You could join in with your recommendations at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What's a book you remember from being a kid that was scary in a fun way, or something you've read to your own kids, or maybe something in that YA sweet spot that's going to be great for teens and grown-ups, too? 800-642-1234. Well, Catherine, let's name some more names, and let's go young first, and maybe those picture books that will be that quick read for the parent to flip through first and then share with a kid.
Sure. So one of my favorite scary storybooks is actually called Creepy Carrots, and it's by Aaron Reynolds and illustrations by Peter Brown, and it's about a little bunny who thinks he's being haunted and hunted by carrots. Right, exactly. And I won't spoil the ending, but it's a lot of fun. And then there's a second book in that series with the same bunny, and it's called Creepy Pair of Underwear, which is very silly. The book glows in the dark. That's a lot of fun. But it also sort of not only shows like the scary part, but also shows that even though something might be new and different, that change may be good and you might appreciate it more later on. So that one's pretty cool. There's a book called The Dark by Lemony Snicket, who also wrote the series of Unfortunate Events. And the illustrator is John Klassen. And it's all about a boy who's afraid of the dark until the dark invites him one day to come visit him in the basement. Again, won't spoil the ending, but those are two really fun ones. And there's quite a few. Some can be very silly, like Quit Calling Me Monster. Or Go Away, which is by Jory John and Bob Shea, or Go Away, Big Green Monster by Ed Emberley. And those are ones where they get a chance to respond back. And for the Go Away monster, they can actually say, like, go away. And it's another way to empower them and make them feel like they have control. And even though there's these monsters out there, they don't have to let them scare them. So that's pretty cool. The monster at the end of the book, it's a classic. If anyone knows the Grover book, yep. So that one is always, always fun.
I'm going to jump in, Catherine, and say if people are hastily scribbling, Catherine gave us some links. We've got a few posted at WPR.org/Central Time. You can find a lot of great recommendations for kids of varying ages there. You had a couple more little kid ones, Catherine.
I sure do, yeah. The Little Old Lady Who Was Not Afraid of Anything by Linda Williams and illustrated by Megan Lloyd is fun because it's one of those repeating books. This little old lady is walking home and she starts being followed by a pair of shoes and a pair of pants. And there's lots of actions that the kids can do along the way while this lady is currently trying to escape the clothes that are following her through the woods. So there's a lot of really, really fun ones out there, and some that don't even give you like an ending, but just show that it's okay to be scared and still take chances. There's one book. Some of these books are new, by the way, and some of them are older classics. Do Not Go In There by Ariel Horn and Izzy Burton was another really fun one that I recently read. It's a new book. And it's two monsters, very cute monsters, and they see a door. And one of the monsters wants to go in the door. Like, there's probably puppies and, like, happy things. And the other one is like, absolutely not. There are wolves in there. It's crazy. You know, like, we're not going to go inside this door. So it's kind of fun to see where their imaginations take them on both ends.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Ben is with us in La Crosse. Ben, hi.
Hi there. How's it going?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Ben?
Oh, I know you guys touched on Goosebumps already, but I just remember when I was a child, I had a lot. Like, I believe they were numbered, so I remember being well into the double digits. And I just, when I was a child, I was a scared child, like, from probably 5 to 10. I would drag my sleeping bag into my parents' room and sleep in there. And I didn't know if you could, your guests could possibly touch on what would have drawn me to being scared. To read those types of books from like maybe 10 to 13 when I was already such a scared, I don't know what I was scared of, but you would think
interesting.
I would shy away from that type of, I mean, they weren't terrifying. I mean, anyone
sure.
who read those, they were mm-hmm. child.
I gotcha, Ben. Well, and Catherine, that fits into what you were talking about earlier, that maybe the right level of scary book is actually something that's going to help kids work through the things that they're scared of, or just sort of the general sense of being scared.
Right. And in that same vein, like we were saying, it would also be something where, you know, when you finished your Goosebumps book, even though you were still scared after and it's still stuck in your mind, which most good stories do in some way or another, you also knew that you were in a safe space. You were able to close that book. You were able to step away. And again, it gave you that feeling of empowerment that even though it was scary and it might linger with you, you're not stuck in that moment.
Thanks a lot for that call, Ben. We're talking to Catherine Schuff, Youth Services Librarian and Assistant Director at Aram Public Library in Delavan. We are talking about scary books for kids of all ages, maybe even some good books that grown-ups and teens can enjoy as well. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with maybe some suggestions of your own, or if you need a suggestion to read to a kid, maybe on Halloween, or to read your own self, Catherine might have some ideas for you. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our conversation with a Wisconsin librarian about scary books for kids. Catherine Schuffs is with us, Youth Services Librarian at Aram Public Library in Delavan. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What's your experience with horror fiction? Are you a fan or not? Do you have some childhood favorites from your own childhood or maybe that of your kids? Do you need a recommendation? Call 800-642-1234. We'll go back to our callers now. Christine is with us in Milwaukee. Christine, hello.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My big memory of my childhood with scary books was Nancy Drew books. I found The Hidden Staircase on my mom's bookshelf. It was her childhood book, and I was hooked after that one. And so birthdays and Christmases, I would get those books, and I couldn't wait. And I still actually have them. The old blue and also the yellow bound ones.
Oh yeah.
So Nancy Drew.
Yeah, I had the Hardy Boys equivalent, Christine. They were kind of gender separated back in those days. But but Catherine, Nancy Drew. If somebody likes that kind of thing, there's sort of a mystery element, but they were kind of scary stories, as I dimly recall. What other things would you point them toward?
Sure. I mean, there's quite a few different things that you could do. For older readers, like say it's someone who started with Nancy Drew and maybe wants to go in to something a little more advanced, the Jacoby series by William Ritter is really great. It's about a female investigator who has the ability to sense the supernatural. In the meantime, there's also a serial killer on the loose. So there's that sort of juxtaposition where the local law enforcement is like, it's obviously just a cut and dry, not cut and dry, but it's not supernatural. So that's kind of cool because it definitely twists in the mystery and the detective work on top of doing a little bit of scary. So that's pretty cool. For one that's not necessarily super creepy, but still has monsters, The Jumbies by Tracy Baptiste is like trickster monsters going around. So that's pretty neat. The Spirit Hunters by Ellen O. combines both ghost story and adventure, so that one's a lot of fun as well. The Dollhouse Murders, too, by Betty Wren Wright. It's about this girl whose dollhouse, like the family of dolls in her dollhouse, reenact an unsolved murder of the great-grandparents. And so she has to figure out what's going on because it just does little vignettes all the time. So there's the mystery on top of like the scary, creepy dolls, unsolved murder sort of thing.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Now, I know all kids are different, but with the ones you just mentioned, what kind of age range do you kind of have in your mind there?
Sure. So for the Dollhouse Murders and Spirit Hunters, a lot of those can be sort of in the juvenile. So they're into chapter books, but they're not quite hitting the teen. Like they're not quite reading YA just yet, though these would still be good books for older kids to read as well. Like they're still fantastic stories. As for the Jacoby, that is definitely a teen. That is aimed at teenagers.
Well, let's follow that up. Yeah, let's get into that. There's a lot, this young adult explosion that happened, I don't know, it started 20 years ago or I don't know when, but there's a lot of books that are going to be satisfying for teens and still enjoyable for grown-ups too. What are some of your favorites
definitely,
in that zone?
Definitely. So I mentioned Jacoby, The Monstromologist by Rick Yancey is a series. It is about an orphan assistant to a doctor of monstromology, the study of monsters. And there's grave diggers. Now be noted, this is definitely aimed at older teens and adults because it does not shy away from the gore.
Okay.
It definitely gets super creepy. So this is one, like this is definitely aimed at older kids. The House of Fury series by Madeline Rue. It's sort of like set in a Victorian time, and a girl joins a staff in a house that turns out to be more than it appears, because folks who are evil are drawn there to be judged and taken care of by the staff, as you will take that. Another super creepy one, which is also really great for the teens that might not feel as comfortable reading like a big chapter book, or just folks who like graphic novels in general, Through the Woods by Emily Carroll is a collection of five stories. Super duper creepy. very creepy, very good, but very creepy. Like, it's definitely one of those, like, with the light on, not Home Alone sort of books. Yes.
So I better steer clear then. Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Peter is with us in Heartland. Peter, hi.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I'd just like to share my thought with Stephen King. When I was growing up, beyond the Go, Dog, Go, the way that I learned to read was with my mother. We sat down and we started reading Stephen King. We started taking turns reading pages and stuff. Now, we started with Firestarter. It's a pretty, you know, somewhat tame on Stephen King level. I just really think it was a great thing that my mom did. I mean, she instilled this horror in me, you know, but starting out tame. Now, it is a slippery slope. Because Stephen King has things that are tame, like Firestarter, but there are just way over the top. You know, I mean, too scary for a young adult, obviously. But it's just the thought that you could start with Stephen King as a child, and I'm still an adult, and I'm still reading Stephen King books and enjoying them.
Peter, thanks a lot for the call. It's a great story. Now, Stephen King and, you know, Clive Barker and Neil Gaiman, who write pretty scary stuff that's probably not in the kid zone, all of them, and I think a lot of other authors like them, have a young adult or younger reader books that you might be able to recommend, Catherine?
Sure. Well, Neil Gaiman writes for all ages. He even has picture books for those who are interested, but they're not scary, so I'm not going to talk about those right now. But he wrote Coraline. He wrote the Graveyard book. Those are some really great. M is for Magic is a collection of short stories that he did as well for Neil Gaiman. Also, The Ocean at the End of the Lane, which is technically an adult book, is something that teens could also read as well. And that one's a really short read, but it's very creepy. The other two don't really have as many children's books per se, but Neil Gaiman definitely has some. So if you wanted to sort of test the waters with that, and then if they really love it, what's great is there are so many other books by that author and similar to that author.
Right, I was thinking more YA for Stephen King, and I think Clive Barker has one. But yeah, I don't think they have any children's readers, definitely not. I don't know if I'd want to buy them if they did.
I think Stephen King did technically have a picture book, but it was more like it was not meant for children. So there's that. So
noted.
You know, take that with a grain. Yeah.
Thanks again for the call, Peter. We're talking about scary reads for kids of all ages. Catherine Schuffs is with us from Delavan, a librarian there. I understand you are still a horror reader as a grown-up. Catherine, do you want to hit the grown-ups with a couple ideas for their own reading purposes?
Sure. So, one book, and I need to look up the author, that I read recently that was quite creepy was Hex, by, of course, my thing doesn't want to work, but Hex, I can send you the author in just a moment, was really good. It's about a town that is cursed by a witch that haunts them, and they're not allowed to have social media. They can't take pictures of her, and the teens would like their town back. Like, they don't want to have to deal with this, you know, crazy centuries-old witch. It's by Thomas Old Huvelt. Also, Mexican Gothic, which you probably have seen on a lot of books, is a really fun, really dark sort of gothic tale. Very creepy, lots of weird family history. And that's by Silvia Moreno Garcia. So those are two really good ones. And again, some of these YA books I would definitely recommend as well. There's some really great ones. The Neil Gaiman books. The Chaos Walking series, which is soon going to be made into a motion picture with Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley by Patrick Ness. The Knife of Never Letting Go isn't a ghost story, but it is very creepy. It's like a creepy adventure, dystopian sort of thing. I would highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Also, Far, Far Away by Tom McNeil is I can't say it's a modern day fairy tale because they don't really say like what time period it takes place in, but it's a boy who can communicate with ghosts, and he has sort of like a long term companion with the ghost of Jacob Grimm of the Grimm brothers.
Wow.
Meanwhile, while this is all happening, there's also a finder of occasions. He keeps hearing about this who wants to stop the boy who can communicate with ghosts. And this is one of those books I read all the way through. The audiobook is also fantastic, and it just weaves in things so very well. It's a teen book that adults would definitely enjoy as well.
Pretty cool. We've got some emails from listeners. Christine recommends The Goblins Will Get You If You Don't Watch Out. James Whitcomb Riley's Little Orphaned Annie from 1975. Christine says it's fun to memorize and share with kids, young or old. Well, that's fun. Memorizing books and reading with kids, Catherine. Any ones that fit that bill for you?
Sure. So are we thinking, so one of the things, you could look at the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, which I know folks are familiar with.
Jump in. Steve from Superior called in. He couldn't stay on, says he loves Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. So go run with that.
Yes, it's a good one. And so for some folks, you might remember the original illustrations by Stephen Gammell, which are delightfully terrifying. Like a lot of folks, when you bring it up, that's what they remember. There were also new illustrations by Brett Hellquist. But those are really great because they're short little stories. Some of them are even songs, and they'll divide them by like creepy, scary, funny, scary, you know, like sorts of things like that. And they're easy enough that you could memorize and tell by a campfire, tell at night, tell in the dark. And there's something really magical when you're able to tell a story out loud to kids and just like recite these tales to them. Like it's a whole different level of connection, and they can really get into the whole thing. So I would suggest that for sure. Any shorts, and there's quite a few short story collections too. I know there's so many. You should see my list. It's crazy. It's so big.
Well, we'll leave it there, Catherine. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Catherine Schuffs is the Youth Services Librarian and Assistant Director at Arum Public Library in Delavan. You can follow them, by the way, at Instagram at Arum, A-R-A-M Library, for reading recommendations and a weekly Friday horror book reading, or on Facebook at Arum, again, A-R-A-M Public Library. Got some links up to book lists and resources. Find them at WPR.org/Central Time as well. Oh, and you can keep sharing your favorites, your favorite childhood scary book memories, ones you read to your kids now, maybe a YA horror book that teens and grownups will both enjoy. Head over and do that on the Ideas Network Facebook page.